This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. We had a press release from the Bureau of Reclamation on Friday afternoon. Now, we've discussed this before. People issue press releases on Friday afternoon in the hope they'll be overlooked because of the weekend and they'll be old news by Monday. In this case, I believe it was simply they didn't want to look like the idiotic, wishy-washy government agency that they really are. What was in the press release? Well, let's see. Quote, based on improved spring hydrology and updated forecasts, water supply allocations from Upper Klamath Lake increased from 215,000 acre feet to 260,000 acre feet. Well, duh, you think so? The only problem is they should be sending a full water supply not only to the irrigators, but the wildlife refuges as well. As I mentioned the other day, if you're not going to give irrigators a full water supply this year, then when will you ever give them one? We had a long, wet winter with abundant snowpack in the mountains. Even using the, quote, average water year, which BOR loves to do, snowpack was well above normal and in some places up to almost double. So why hold back water? Makes absolutely no sense to me. Then there's this in the news release. They'll be, quote, managing to an end-of-season 4,139.2-foot minimum as a means of guarding against shortfalls to the ESA requirements into the fall and winter that may occur as a result of a continuation of the current extreme multi-year drought, unquote. In other words, they anticipate another dry year next year, and therefore they're not going to give irrigators a full supply of water. If it turns out not to be a dry year, well, like usual, they'll just flush it down the river and it will benefit absolute no one. They are certainly quick to cut off or reduce the supply of water to our irrigators if they forecast a dry year with low water levels. But here, even with abundant water supplies, they're not nearly as quick to provide a full allocation. Seems rather one-sided to me. If you think it's dry, well, we're not giving you any water. If we think next year might be dry, well, we're not going to give you a full allocation. God help us if they project out multiple years, we may drown. What this lunacy boils down to is control. In my opinion, BOR has relished the absolute control they've had over our irrigators since the great water cutoff over 20 years ago. And like most government agencies, they simply do not want to give up their absolute control over us for any reason. Otherwise, our irrigators should get a full allotment of water, period. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.